I do not regret one single second of joining the military. It led me to my husband, led me to my kids, the success, the experiences. Like, I'm gonna embrace what we have and like keep moving forward, but the Air Force set me up for wins across the board.
Welcome to Rockstar Mindset. My name is Jessica Thompson. I go by Rockstar. I'm an Air Force veteran, an entrepreneur, a mother, and a wife. On this show, I share personal stories and life experiences that will help you bring out your inner rock star. What is a rock star, you ask? A rock star is someone that inspires others and that is a symbol of light in a world full of darkness. If you're looking to level up, and as I say, life better, then this is a show for you. Check it out.
I have so many things that I want to talk about, but I was sitting here thinking about April and what's special about this month, and April showers bring May flowers and spring and jump into it. But then also special to our lifestyle is it is in celebration of the military child. They call it the military appreciation month for children. So I wanted to talk about that a little bit. The heart and mind have been occupied by military life for over 17 years. For me, I was active duty for 4 years, and I married James, who is still active duty. So he has 2 years left to serve. So both of our children, Lincoln and Max, have been born into this lifestyle. And honestly, they don't really know anything else. And so I wanted to read this. Why is April the month of the military child? Each year, April is set aside as a military child appreciation month, officially known as Month of the Military Child. With its creation in the mid-1980s, the Pentagon and other military support organizations and agencies use the month to recognize military kids for their sacrifice and bravery on the home front. It was established in 1986 by then Defense Secretary Caspar Weinberger as April being the month of the military child. And so it's kind of a tribute to my boys because I think they're pretty amazing humans, but I also wanted to share military lifestyle on people that might have questions or just share my heart and things that I think about being in the military and being a military child. They do refer to children of military members as brats, military brats, and they do often refer to them as resilient because of the change in duty station and the deployments and the things that we do with our lifestyle for being in the military. So Lincoln was born in Alaska. Max was born in Pensacola. Lincoln was born on Elmendorf Air Force Base, and Max was born on Navy Air Station Pensacola Hospital. So both military hospitals, and we received excellent care at both of those facilities. So Lincoln started school three-year-old pre-K, they called it, in Pensacola. And then he went to pre-K in Panama City. And then he went up to, I think, fourth grade with Miss King in Panama City at Northside. And then we got smashed by the hurricane. So he ended up going to school in West Virginia for 3 months. And then came back to Panama City and finished out the year. And then we moved to Crestview, Florida, because Kane Tyndall Air Force Base was smashed. And we're over at Eglin Air Force Base. Only supposed to be here for 6 months, but going on 4.5 years later, leaving in August of 2023. And we got here in June of 2019. So the orders to be leaving at any moment really hold strong for us. And then we were smashed by the hurricane. So we didn't even get like a PCS or opportunity to change bases. We didn't even know what was happening. It was all forced. So different experience. But so the boys both went to school in West Virginia for 3 months, and then they came back and they finished school at Northside. And then they came over here to Crestview and went to elementary school. So anyways, they were in South Crestview. Now we're in North Crestview. So we changed schools there. not because of a base, but because we were only supposed to be for 6 months and we didn't buy a house. We rented. I'm a realtor. Renting as a realtor is a whole thing on its own. But now they're both at the middle school here. And then lo and behold, military life, sacrifice and service. James is actually going to go to Langley on his own. And we're going to stay here so that the boys can stay in school and just not miss a beat, because 2 years isn't that long. And we still have options and opportunities. But the plan is for me and the boys to stay here, and we'll go back and forth every month and see each other until James retires, and then figure it out from there. But the next time that we move, we'll actually choose it. So anyways, on service and sacrifice, we're now going to live apart from James again. He did deploy. In his 18 years, he's deployed. He has been on several TDYs. He was in a weird smash from the hurricane. He was in Langley, Virginia. We were in I would say Middleburn, West Virginia. So we're like 7 hours apart. Then we for 3 months. Then we came back here. He worked at Eglin at Fort Walton Beach, and we were still working on repairing the house in Panama City. So we lived apart those months also. And then came to Crestview. So like the military lifestyle is a whole thing in itself. And our children, they are resilient and they do adapt, but it is hard on them. I've noticed several struggles from the boys in making friends and feeling comfortable enough to invest in a friendship. So we're just going to move in a few months or a couple years anyway. I do the same things. It's wild because now that I know that we're not moving, I'm behaving differently towards social groups than I was before. Like, hey, do you want to get that coffee? Hey, let's make plans for, you know, months down the road, where I didn't, because literally we were supposed to be leaving after 6 months of being here. So we've been told we were leaving constantly, multiple times. And then finally, you know, the orders come down and we actually are leaving. So that's a whole thing too. But military kids, you know, their parents disappear. They for months at a time, a deployment, a TDY, which is a temporary duty station, and then also a permanent change of stations. Like, depending on your career field, you know, people can stay 1, 2, 3 years. And then there are some people that only go to one base their entire career. It's so different. I think it's really special that they honor the children in the month of April, and that it should be taken into consideration when you're dealing with a military child, what they have endured or what their life looks like. Think about checklists and guidelines and following the rules, because if we don't do all those things, we get in trouble, right? You get demoted or reprimanded. And then, excuse me, it's literally the way that we do every single thing that we do. Every task that you do in the military has some sort of a checklist upon checklist and a protocol or a way to do it efficiently. That's the whole thing. Well, I mean, they try to be like, what, on a mass level. The goal is to be efficient and utilize the resources the way that they're meant to be utilized. So, and saying all of that, I mean, like, if you want to untuck some things about military lifestyle, it's really hard to feel comfortable and invest yourself in a friendship, in a relationship, in a church, in a gym, in a outside group, because the chance of you leaving is literally always hanging over your head, unless you know you're only going to be there for 2 years, or you know you're only going to be there for 3 years. And then, but then after so many years of that, then you kind of get conditioned and detach yourself. And I really didn't realize it until we made this decision together as a whole family on James going to this last duty station without us and what that would look like. And I mean, we're all very aware that like this doesn't have to be permanent. Like, we could say we still have 6 months to decide, really. But I mean, we could decide in December that we just can't live apart and then get back together. But ultimately, if you're committed and focused, like, anything is possible, right? So now James is going to be up there without his family. We're going to be down here without him to keep the boys in school so Lincoln can be a part of the big red machine and go to the high school, and that, you know, the roots that they have planted, the ways that the boys have decided to life, like, they can actually have some consistency and stability. Now, I don't know if James will retire and come back down to here and find a job or not, but we'll cross that bridge when we get there. I am now like, I find myself actually like putting down roots. Like I joined a Bible study and I joined a gym and I'm making plans months out and actually feeling the weight of the decision being lifted to where it could happen at any moment to where I will actually make the choice and be able to go. It's a whole different way to life. And James and I have both spoken a lot on what life will look like or how we feel or what we're doing. And both of us have said that we feel relief from coming to this decision, from actually being able to like, I don't know, plan it out and have like less casualties or less collateral damage or have some consistency, you know, have the end in sight. The homeboys keep joking that James is going to end up working at like Ace. I said Home Depot, but wouldn't be a bad retirement, would it? I mean, except that he would have to people and deal with them. In thinking about it, service and sacrifice, I mean, I don't know how everyone was raised or what their thoughts were, but I always equated it to death, sacrifice. And then service, like you're giving your time, you know, to this to further yourself. So it's like you put in and you put out. Well, you don't see all the sacrifices. You don't see the relationships that are sacrificed because you decided to take the leap and serve your country, move away from your family, move away from your friends. But you don't think about the funerals that you're going to miss, or the reunions that you're going to miss, or the Sunday dinners, or any of the holidays because you're too far apart. And then also how, like, you're not a choice. Like, the military lifestyle has so many positive things, but then it has so many things that you're like, oh, I didn't anticipate that gut punch. I didn't know. I didn't know what it was going to feel like to not have the people you grew up with to help you life. I do not regret one single second of joining the military. It led me to my husband, it led me to my kids, the success, the experiences. Like, I'm going to embrace what we have and like keep moving forward. But the Air Force set me up for wins across the board, you know, paying for my college, teaching me about, you know, moving your body 3 times a week, getting to travel all over the world, not being afraid, knowing what kind of defense we have and what we can actually do for our country. It's like faith. I'm not scared for so many reasons because I have faith in our weapons, at least. And then, you know, up above, I'll take it as it comes. But the military lifestyle has been so eye-opening. I honestly think that everybody should have to do at least 2 years. I think that it would teach people discipline and responsibility and consistency. And you get all of these things for being a U.S. citizen. You should serve in our military to enjoy all of the things that you get for living here, like being born into this country or coming in later. I don't even care. You want to talk about having people come into the country. They serve in the military and help supply, you know, some service and sacrifice for our freedoms. Like, I don't have a problem with it. So that might be a whole different conversation. But I really just wanted to share a little bit of military lifestyle perspective and highlight the fact that April is Military Appreciation Month for military children, and that they deserve applause and honoring because they put up with so much, you know, the lifestyle, the moving, the deployments, the stress that we come home with from work, like the way that the pressure for being in the military can affect one's whole lifestyle. I mean, like, mental health is a whole nother podcast that we'll dive into maybe sometime, but there is a lot of things, a lot of baggage that comes with serving in the military. So I'm proud of my boys every single day, and I definitely want to honor them this month because they didn't choose this. They were born into this. They didn't choose the military. I chose it. And then I brought them into it. So I will say that I would not be disappointed if either of my boys decided to go the military route. I think it would be very special and that I would support them. Of course, I would be nervous or scared, but the opportunities that come with serving your country is a long list. You know, there's pros and cons to everything, but I will say that the pros outweigh the cons, in my opinion, for serving.
Thank you so much for listening to today's episode. If you got some value from this episode, would you do me a favor and leave a review? It will help me grow and connect with others, and we'll be able to collaborate and change the world together. You can also follow me and connect with me on my other socials, Jessica Baker Thompson on Facebook, at Rockstar Mindset JT on Instagram. So follow me in all the places. Thanks again for listening, and I'll catch you on the next episode of Rockstar Mindset.